Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Well, expect the cattle complex to open lower this morning with live issues probably pressured more than their feeder counterparts. The hog issue seems set to begin with further losses tied to ideas of accelerating chain speed coming up. Well, Tuesday's usually quiet affairs in the cash cattle market, and Tuesday today should be no exception. At this point, we assume feedlots will price ready cattle about $120. That said, specific market definition probably being delayed until at least tomorrow, Thursday. Look for live and feeder issues to open moderately higher this morning, stalled by follow-through selling and technical concerns. Now, hog buyers should resume work today with bids about a dollar or more lower. Carcass weights trended lower last week and likely have two or three more weeks of losses ahead. The lean futures seem geared to trade lower in the opening rounds thanks to residual selling interest and vulnerable fundamentals. Well, forecasts for mild weather in key crop areas next week have crops starting lower for the week. The corn and soybeans were able to trim losses yesterday from early parts of the session. In the corn market, the mild weather offset support from a big export sale of new crop supplies to Colombia. The other export news was uneventful, with weekly export inspections about as expected for corn and wheat and below expectations for soybeans. Well, yesterday, the wheat markets did finish lower as they reclaimed some of last week's late gains. The spring wheat harvest will be starting soon to put fresh supplies on the market. Some analysts expect about 7% of the spring wheat may be harvested in today's crop progress report. A year ago, about 10% was cut. Forecasts put scattered showers in the northern plains over the next few days and cool and dry weather there next week. Corn closed a few cents lower in light trading yesterday to end recent gains. September and December both stayed well under key moving averages. Soybeans had good gains and have recovered much of what they lost early in the week. New crop November remained lower for the week, but is now above key moving averages with an RSI near 57.8. We'll check futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, August live cattle was down 90 cents yesterday, 112, and October was down 47 cents at 111.95. August feeder cattle up 12 cents, 146.17. September down 45 at 146.65. August hogs down 110 at 80.30, and October down 47 cents, 66.02. Kansas City wheat, September down 6 1/4 at 474 3/4. December down 6 1/4 at 502. Chicago wheat, September down 6 1/2, 474 1/2. December down 6 1/4 at 490 9 3/4. September corn down 3 1/2, 370 3/4. December down 3 1/4 at 384 3/4. August soybeans down 6 1/4, 994 1/2. September down 6 1/2 at 999 1/2. October cotton up 51, 71.01. December's up 24, 69.10. September crude oil down 32, 49.85. October down 31, 49.95. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.